The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Lulu West, Emma Worth, and Sarah Jane McDonald, all 17, aren't your average high school girls. Lulu, a diehard jazz fan, plays the trombone.
Playing trombone as a woman, even in like high school bands, I mean, I can deal with because I like to push back.
Emma wears a gold locket with a picture of Hillary Clinton taped inside. She canvassed hard for the candidate in the run-up to the election.
Every day, every weekend, I was knocking doors and making phone calls for Hillary Clinton.
And Sarah Jane McDonald, or SJ as she's known, that's her strumming in the background. She's a well-known country music singer in Republican-heavy Rockbridge County. 62% of voters here voted for Trump.
I was born on a farm, and so I grew up with that all around, you know, in tractors. Dad'll be listening to country music, and Carrie Underwood, a lot of her, just her voice. I really overplayed her first CDs.
She and her band, Sweetfire, play fire department barbecues, county fairs, and community festivals. Functions where Delegate Klein himself mingles with conservative constituents. So it was somewhat unexpected when SJ, joined by her friends, teamed up with the activist group 50 Ways Rockbridge to spearhead a rally in protest of Delegate Klein's policies.
We're rallying because we don't agree with Mr. Ben Klein's vote recently to defund Planned Parenthood in Virginia. That really raised, you know, some awareness for us and just sort of woke us up.
Governor McAuliffe vetoed Klein's bill last month. The House voted to override it, but failed by 3 votes. But the Day of Tears bill, which calls for the state flag to fly at half staff every January 22nd, the day the Supreme Court upheld Roe v. Wade, passed the House of Delegates. Here's Emma.
I think the Day of Tears is just ridiculous. A Day of Tears is just really a way, I see it as a way to just shame women who had to make the choice to have an abortion.
Lulu and Emma both have liberal parents. They consider themselves loud and proud Democrats. But for SJ, tipping her hand politically is a little trickier. She sometimes feels this tension between her rural roots and a budding activism.
It's actually really hard sometimes because people are always like harping me with these questions of SJ this and SJ why this and why do you want to keep Planned Parenthood? You're killing babies. There's got to be some place in there where we can all meet in the middle and just talk.
She says putting herself out there in this way has opened her eyes politically.
I'm reading bills now. Well, trying to read bills.
Right.
Actually checking my sources when I read things online because I don't need bogus things in my life. I need the facts.
Right. Where's Ben? Where's Ben?
The rally in front of Delegate Ben Klein's office drew a crowd of roughly 150 people.
So I've just been informed that Ben is not here because of a pre-scheduled meeting in Harrisonburg.
Delegate Klein, in a written statement, said he doesn't agree Planned Parenthood should receive taxpayer dollars, but he is, quote, confident we can work together to find solutions to the important issues that women raise with me across the 24th District. Reporting from Lexington, I'm Jesse Nadler.